The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon and welcome to America's Web Radio. And you're going to have a treat today in that Mark the Shark, unfortunately, has to be out, so there'll be no Rhyme Time from Dr. Rhyme Time. But we've got a experienced and professional fill-in artist with us today. And better known as Victor Armendariz. And Victor's kind enough to come in and fill in for Mark the Shark and come in somewhat bad weather, but
that's right.
For coming in.
But rain, sleet, or snow won't stop me from getting behind the microphone, as I like to say. So, well, no, thank you very much, David. I appreciate that.
And, well, you're obviously not delivering mail.
No, that's true. That's true. Although I could if I had to, or I would if I had to. Let's put it that way. As, you know, not like so many of the people who are sitting on the sidelines and still not working because the government pays them not to work. And, you know, when do we lose the value of work in this country? And that's something that maybe that could be a whole show on its own. But welcome, folks. Welcome to the Bite of Reality. I am, all but thrilled to sit in for my buddy Mark. Cousin Mock, as he's referred to by some of us here. Great guy. So I'm just thrilled to sit in for him. I know Mark gives you guys a lot of information, and you guys probably know well enough now that you've heard Mark for a while. He can talk. And he can talk about 100 miles a minute. So I will try and do my best to fill the shoes of Body Reality of what Mark gives you guys on every Friday. And welcome to the show. I want to get into a few things today. I'm basically going to do the top stories that are going on that maybe you've heard of some of them, maybe you haven't. One of the stories that's been flying around is this story. Now, look, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to have much history on Joe Brandon Biden to know that he's a perpetual non-truth teller. I'm trying to be nice, and I want to be nice for the Bite of Reality. For all of you listeners out there, I am Victor Armendariz, and I am the host of the On Point with Victor show, and I do fill in for the Eric Erickson nationally syndicated show across the country, coast to coast on occasion. In fact, next week, if you want to hear me, I will be filling in for the Eric Erickson show next Thursday on March 23rd from 12 to 3 Eastern Standard Time. And you can look it up. Just look up the ericericksonshow.com or Google it or DuckDuckGo it. But you can find lots of stations, lots of ways to hear it, and I'll be on 12 to 3 Eastern Standard Time next week on Thursday, March 23rd. But you guys know, you guys that listen to Mark, you guys are smart people. I'm sure you are. And you know, you don't have to know the complete history of Joe Brandon Biden to know that he is, he has a hard time telling the truth. And I don't know if it's because of his decline, maybe his mental decline, but if you look back throughout his career, he's had a history of not telling the truth. He's gotten busted several times. You know, the first or second time he ran for president, he got knocked out of the race because he was plagiarizing, someone's speech. I believe it was probably some Communist Workers Party speech, but maybe David, you'll remember some of that.
Plagiarized his way through law school,
and I've heard stories about and read stories about that. And he also, how many times has Joe Brandon Biden stood in front of the American people, whether it be the media or crowds of people, and told them, or in the halls of Congress? And told him that he was number one, I don't know, one, two, or three. Maybe he said third in his school class, third of his class. And we know that's not true. He also said he had multiple degrees. We know that's not true. In fact, he finished, I believe, very close to the bottom of his class. And look, there's nothing wrong with that. Just don't lie about it. I mean, not everybody is going to be the top of the class. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you're Joe Brandon Biden and you're the president of the United States, and before that you are vice president, and before that you were senator, because all you've ever done in your life is live off the taxpayer, because all you've done in life is work for the government. And let's face it, I have a hard time calling it work because it ain't always work though. And, but Joe Brandon Biden, this man's never had a real job. He's worked in politics all his life, but yet somehow he's a multimillionaire. Somehow he has, I don't know, two beach homes, and then he's got a home in Delaware, and may, I don't even know how many homes that guy has, but I know he has at least three. How do you never work a job in your life in the private sector and you work for the taxpayer and somehow you can afford that and you're multimillionaire? I mean, something's wrong there, which is why I'm sure Mark has mentioned on more than one occasion the ties of the Biden family to China. In fact, we've got new information, and maybe I'll get to this story. We have new information this week coming out of another Biden family member getting a chunk of money from where? China. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't figured out yet that the Biden family is one of the most corrupt families in politics, and listen, unfortunately right now, the degree of how do I put this in a nice way, David? But the degree of the duplicity, the degree of just not so on the straight and narrow that our politics has turned into, that our government has turned into. When you look at the Washington establishment, you look at the Democrat Party, you look at some of the establishment Republicans. Look, Mitch McConnell, he's not going to escape this. Mitch McConnell has ties to China as well, but probably not to the degree that the Biden family has. We know how corrupt the Clintons are. So maybe what I'm trying to say here is that we have one of the most corrupt federal governments right now. And I'm not talking corruption on the level of, say, a Mexican government or the Ukrainian government or a lot of these other governments around the world. But we have corruption in our federal government, and it's about time we start weeding it out. It really is about time we start weeding it out. And all you need to do is look. It can be as simple as the non-truths that are coming out. You know, remember how in 2020 and 2021 and 2022 and even now, all we heard round the clock, nonstop, from the media and from the Democrats was misinformation, and disinformation. That's all they wanted to talk about because they accused anyone who doesn't agree with them. That must be disinformation. That must be misinformation. When we know, if you pay attention, that the biggest purveyors of misinformation and disinformation is the Democrat Party. You can't look at 2020 now. Look, we've got a lot of time between 2020 when that pandemic hit and where we are today. And we have lots of data and we know lots of things. And we know that Fauci was pulling the wool over everybody's eyes. We know Fauci got almost everything wrong. We know the Democrat Party got almost everything wrong. The CDC got almost everything wrong. We now know, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen this, there's reporting out there that where some of these politicians and the CDC and these bozos in the health policy arena are admitting that the lockdown was an experiment. The lockdown wasn't because all these experts got together and said, we know this is going to work. It was because they said this is an experiment. And what did your humble host, look, your humble host of the On Point with Victor show, which is me, and I'm filling in for Body Reality, and I know Mark would agree with me, but I told you guys in 2020 that these lockdowns were a mere experiment of how far the Democrat Party can push the American people. And I am, and in fact, David, how many times were we put in jail, some type of YouTube jail or some type of social media penalty box, because it's not that we were giving out outlandish accusations. We were only pointing out the obvious. And then we had opinions. You know, this is the United States. We do have the First Amendment, and we are in the media here, and we can give out opinions. But somehow they wanted to shut us down. The Democrat Party and the technocrats wanted to shut our voice down. Now you need to ask yourself, you should have asked yourself why. Why do they want to shut so many voices down of the people who disagree or the people who ask questions? There were a lot of people who were getting shut out of social media, not for giving the opposition, they were just giving opinions and they were asking questions. If you so much as asked a question of the Democrat Party and their policies, they wanted to shut you down. They wanted to shut us down. And every one of you, every American citizen voter out there ought to be, you ought to be not just upset, you ought to be willing right now to throw so many of these bozos out, because it's these Democrat, this current crop of Democrat politicians and the ones before 2022, they were the ones that wanted to shut voices down. They were the ones that wanted to stifle the First Amendment. They were the ones who still to this day don't believe in democracy. Because when a political party in this country tells you that if you disagree with them, they want to shut you down, or if you disagree with them, you're a lunatic, or if you disagree with them, somehow you're conspiratorial, or if you don't disagree with them, then you're somehow an extremist. Just for asking questions, you're an extremist. Ladies and gentlemen, this country is basically founded with the principles that every American voter has the right to ask questions of their representative government, because we control it. We control. There's not one official that's sitting in Washington that is guaranteed that seat. There's not one congressman, whether they be senator or they be a House member or they be a president or a vice president. Not one of them sit in that seat with guaranteed power or with perpetuity. Every person who represents us in Washington, D.C., no matter what level, if they were voted into that seat, they can be voted out. And that is the point that the American people, we the people, have seemed to have forgotten. Not us here at America's Web Radio. We still understand that we have the power to vote these bozos out. It's the American people across this great fruited land that need to understand that their vote does matter. Their vote does matter. Now, here's another thing. And David, if you want to pipe in, you just let me know. Now, here's another thing. Why do you think that one party, because it's really mostly the Democrat Party, is trying to create so much division in this country? Why do you think, and listen, if you're not a historian, and look, I understand, it's a busy time right now. People are struggling. We've got 70% or so of this country that are living paycheck to paycheck. And we've got banks that are failing. We've got an economy that's teetering on toothpicks. And I'm not using hyperbole. When you've got this kind of inflation, and right now inflation's on its way back up, and now the Biden administration wants to spend more. So when you have all these things going on, we know the economy is teetering on toothpicks. We know people are struggling. So I understand not everybody can be up on the news. Not everybody can be up on history. So I understand. That's why we're here at America's Web Radio. That's why I am your humble host. That's why I do my show On Point with Victor. That's why Mark does Bite of Reality every week. Because we want to try to fill you guys in. You may not have time to do the research that we do, so you tune into us. We want to tell you what's happening. And we will give you our opinion as well, and then you can go do your research and figure out how what your opinion should be. But we want to get you in the right direction, and that's what we do here at America's Web Radio. And what's going on right now with people struggling, and you take your eye off the ball. It's hard. It's hard when you're trying to make ends meet every day. It's hard to keep your eye on Washington, because you should never take your eyes off the politicians, because the politicians don't have your best interests at heart. They just don't. They don't. Maybe a politician that is a newbie, they're in for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. I'd say under 10 years, they may still have your best interests at heart. But the politicians that have been there for 20, 30, 40, 50 plus years, trust me when I tell you, they do not put the people first. They put their butts first. They put their power, their dream of acquiring more power, that's what they put first. Especially if they have a D by their name. If they're a member of the Democrat Party, power and money is the first thing they believe in. And I'm sorry if you're a Democrat out there, or if you've been a Democrat all your life, or you're around people who tell you need to be a Democrat. Well, you need to reassess what you're doing, what you're believing, what you're listening to. You really need to start thinking for yourself, because today's Democrat Party is not putting you first. They're just not. When you've got the likes of Schumer and Pelosi and Bernie Sanders, yes, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, who tells you that you shouldn't have choices of different deodorants. You shouldn't have so many choices. This is what Bernie Sanders has said. Bernie Sanders, who tells you don't really even need to own one home. You just need to rent. You need to rent from the government. You need to let the government take care of your housing. Bernie Sanders, the man who tells you, you don't need to drive. You need to let the government handle your transportation. Yeah, that Bernie Sanders, he's a multimillionaire. He got his. He's made sure that he got his. Off the backs of you, the voter. You, the taxpayer. Bernie Sanders, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck U. Schumer, all of these people, and I know I'm not listing a lot, but most of these people in Washington, they have carved out riches for themselves. They've carved out elitism for themselves. John effing Kerry? John Kerry, another man who's never worked a day in his life on a real job. He latched his wagon to the Heinz fortune, got himself elected in politics, and that's where he sat for years and years and years. That man's not hadn't created a product. That man hasn't had to sign somebody's paycheck. But he's taking your money. He's taking your taxpayer dollars, and he's making a pretty darn good living. And he's making deals with who knows who across this world. But somehow that man is a multi-multi-multi-millionaire. And it ain't all just because of the Heinz family. And John Kerry gets to trot around in a private jet. If John Kerry wants to break wind to the left, he can go do it at 30,000 feet because he can go jump in his private jet anytime he wants to. But understand, he doesn't want you to fly at all. He doesn't want you to fly private. That's for damn sure. And he doesn't want you to get on a commercial airlines either because, oh, you're killing the planet. He doesn't want you in a car, doesn't want you in an SUV. And trust me, he doesn't want you in an electric vehicle either. That's just a means to get to the end. And the end is going to get you your butt on public transportation. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is Body Reality.
On August 8th, 2022, in violation of the Fourth Amendment, the FBI performed a most egregious search of a former president's home. The Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution provides that the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Fourth Amendment originally enforced the notion that each man's home is his castle, secure from unreasonable searches and seizures of property by the government. We must take a stand and take back our country.
Start taking back our country from the liberal wokes by voting locally for conservative Republicans.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey, welcome back, folks. This is The Body Reality. This is Victor Armendariz, the Mexican not afraid to be American, sitting in for Mark today. Mark had to, he had to go straighten up the FOP up there in New York. he'll be back next week. But I'm all too happy to fill in for him. And, we're gonna get into some topics and some news topics and some headlines today. So we'll get into a lot of stuff that maybe you haven't heard about. But I just wanna finish up on this. When I talk about politicians who have been in office for years and years and years, and when I tell you they don't care about you, the people, it's because they don't. They don't. I mean, look at this. Mitch McConnell had an accident, I think last week or the week before. Apparently he has a head injury. Apparently he fell, hit his head, and he's got a head injury. Now, Mitch McConnell, I don't know, what is he, 102 years old? He's been in the Senate for, 50, 60 years. Now, look, I know it hasn't been quite that long, but the guy's been there a long time, and the guy's pretty old. And look, there's nothing wrong with reaching your elder years. We're all going to do it. But when you're clinging to power, off the backs of the American voter, there's a problem there, and everyone should ask the question. Now, I'm an equal opportunity offender here, and you guys who don't know me, you're going to learn that real quick. Now, I will rail the Democrat Party because they deserve it. The Democrat Party of today, they are not the party of John F. Kennedy. The Democrat Party of today is the party of progressivism. It is the party of socialism. It's the party that plays footsies with communism. That's the Democrat Party today. They don't need to be anywhere near power. Every one of these bozos needs to be voted out. But while saying that, I will also tell you there are plenty of establishment Republicans that need to be thrown out as well. I mean, you talk about throwing out the bathwater. You know, every Democrat needs to go out with it, and a lot of establishment Republicans need to go out with it. And I'm not afraid to say it. Not afraid to say it. Now, those of you familiar with my show, the On Point with Victor show, and familiar when I fill in for Eric on the Eric Erickson show, you will notice that I rarely, especially on the On Point with Victor show, I don't take many phone calls. And I don't have guests. And politicians, they don't really care for me too much because I will hold their feet to the fire. I will hold their feet to the fire. I don't care if you got a D by your name or an R by your name. And so when I rail on the Democrats, as I love to do, I will also point out when the Republicans, they need to be railed on too. And Mitch McConnell, buddy, Mitch, you need to go. You need to retire. You need to resign. There is no reason for you, A, to be in the Senate anymore. B, for you to be the leader of the Republican Party in the Senate. Now, I know right now you're the minority leader. So there is no perfect time for you to go ahead and resign. Make way. You know, I am sure there is another wonderful person in Kentucky, maybe with the likes, if we're lucky, with the likes of Rand Paul. You can't do much better than Rand Paul. And I know Rand Paul can be controversial, but Rand Paul loves this country. Rand Paul is in the Senate fighting for we the people. He isn't fighting for how can he get more power, because Rand Paul doesn't need power. Rand Paul's actually in there to represent the state of Kentucky. And by doing that, he represents a lot of other people outside of Kentucky. Because understand, folks, the job of your senator is to represent your state. He's not there to represent you as an individual. He's there to represent the interest of the state of Kentucky. Just as the senators from Georgia, from Florida, from any other state, they are there to represent the interest of their respective state. Now, I know we've changed the Constitution, which is a travesty, because we need to go back to where the senators were appointed by the state legislatures. We need to go back to that. What? You don't know about that? Well, if you're a listener out there and you don't know the history of this country, and understand, I get it. I'm not besmirching you if you don't know, because so many people don't know. They don't teach it in school anymore. But ladies and gentlemen, listeners of Vital Reality, turn up your volumes. Listen to me closely. The senators, every senator, two from each state, used to be appointed by the state legislatures. So the state legislature of Kentucky would appoint two senators. The state legislature of Georgia would appoint two senators, and so on and so on. But the politicians realized, hey, if we let the people vote and we make this a statewide vote, then we can change the way senators get elected. And the Democrats realized they could probably gain more power. And then the Constitution was changed. And, you know, shame on the Republicans. They went along with this. They allowed this to be changed. I can't remember what year it was changed and what amendment it is.
17th.
Thank you, David. That's the legendary Dave, folks. So the 17th Amendment. So we should probably repeal that amendment and go back to the way it was before, because then the states have, you know, there are foreign countries and adversaries who have more representation in Washington than your state does. And that's because of the 17th Amendment. That's because of the way we change things. And that should probably go back. That should probably go back. But we have what we have right now, so we have to deal with it and make the most of it. So I am sure that in the state of Kentucky, there is a young, vibrant conservative, maybe with libertarian leanings. I don't mind that. I want a conservatarian. That's what I consider myself, a conservatarian. Conservative principles and libertarian principles, because the two can get along. The two can go along. And to me, if you take the best of the Libertarian Party and you take the best of the conservatives, you come up with a pretty darn good candidate. That's pretty much what you've got with Rand Paul. So I'm sure you people out there in Kentucky can come up with another Rand Paul and send him to the Senate to replace Mitch McConnell. And Mitch, listen to me, man. If somebody's out there got a line into Mitch and his family, Mitch McConnell, I wish you the best. I wish you a very fast recovery. But do what's right for the people. Stop doing what's right for Mitch McConnell, or at least what you think is right for Mitch McConnell. Mitch, you clearly are injured. You are at an advanced age. You need to go and spend time with your family and recover. And I hope you recover 100%. And then you can spend time with your family and enjoy retirement. Enjoy retirement. Because the struggles that this country has right now and the fight that we must put up, we've got to start fighting now, Mitch, and I'm afraid you're not going to be able to do it. I know you're in the minority, but we have to fight now. Because in 2024, chances are the Republicans are going to take control of the Senate, and they're going to have the House, and they're going to have the presidency. And we've got to be ready to do the things that puts this country on the right track, and to do the things that are going to help every citizen in this country. Notice I said citizen, because the American citizen has to come first. So Mitch, please, somebody get to Mitch. This guy needs to resign. Mitch, you need to resign and go recover and spend time with your family. You need to make way. You need to make way for a young, vibrant conservatarian. I am sure Kentucky has another person who maybe is along the lines of Rand Paul. And that person needs to come into the Senate. And then we need a new Senate leader. And we don't need an establishment Senate leader. Lindsey Graham, sit down, buddy. Sit your butt down, because I know you're chomping at the bit to take Mitch McConnell's place. But I say no. I say no. We need a young, vibrant, ready to go to fight 24/7. We need that person to fight for us in the Senate. And we don't need it to be an establishment Republican. We don't need it to be a career politician. My vote would be for Rand Paul. I'd love to see Rand Paul or even, oh my gosh, I'm not going to think of their names right now, but we've got some good senators that are ready to fight. Ted Cruz. Can you imagine if Ted Cruz was the leader of the Senate in 2024, when the Republicans took control, when the Republicans take majority of the Senate? Can you imagine being led by Ted Cruz or Mike Lee or Rand Paul? This is what we need, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we need. You want to get things right and get things on the right track. This is the direction we're going to need to go. And I'm 100% being honest with you guys. We cannot continue to go with Democrat lights, which are your Mitch McConnells and your Lindsey Grahams. The establishment Republicans basically are Democrat lights. Yes, they're better than the Democrats, but we need better than that. We need to go above and beyond. Joe Biden and the Democrats have put this country in such peril. Joe Biden and the Democrats have put us on such a downward track. Ladies and gentlemen, did you ever think you would wake up in 2023 and see banks failing? Did you ever think you would wake up in 2023 and see record inflation? And not only did we hit record inflation, now inflation is ticking back up. Did you think you would wake up in 2023 and see the interest rates being going up and up and up? I mean, folks, did you think you would wake up in 2023 and have to hear constantly about food shortages or the cost of food going up? Did you think that you would wake up in 2023 and go buy a dozen of eggs and it's going to cost you quadruple what it cost before? Did you think you would go buy your milk and that's going to cost you double, triple what it was before? You want to go buy a slab of meat so you can grill steak for your family, but you can't because it's 2, 3, 4, 5 times the price it was before? All of this is happening under the policies of the Democrats. And unfortunately, Joe Biden has had the help of some establishment Republicans. Did you think you would wake up in 2023 and have to worry about your Second Amendment rights? Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the Democrats and Biden coming after your Second Amendment. Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, they were all too willing. Do I need to remind you, was it last year, maybe the year before, when Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham jumped on board red flag laws? Red flag laws is in a direct assault on the Second Amendment. And do I have to remind you that it was Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell that jumped on board with strengthening so-called gun laws? Any gun law that is put forth and comes out of the Congress is an attack on the Second Amendment, because they're a gun law. What is a law? A law is something that a law-abiding person obeys. The only people obeying the law are law-abiding citizens. You're coming after the Second Amendment holders like me and like a lot of my friends by making laws. We obey your laws because that's what we do. The criminal, they don't obey any of these laws. None of the gun laws or so-called gun-friendly laws that coming out of Washington, none of them go after the criminal. They only go after the law-abiding citizen. That is an attack on the Second Amendment. And Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and the establishment Republicans are all too happy to get in bed with the Democrat Party to put more restraints on your Second Amendment rights. That cannot be forgotten. So when I tell you that Lindsey Graham needs to go, when I tell you that Mitch McConnell needs to go, when I tell you these establishment Republicans need to go, this is why. They are Democrat lights. They're too willing to play footsies with the Democrats so they can gain more power and more money for themselves. And this has got to stop, folks. This has got to stop. We've got to start taking the money out of politics. Boy, that could be a show. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is The Vital Reality.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
This is America's Web Radio. Would you like to have a show, talk about your business, or express your opinion on America's Web Radio? Just email gm@americaswebradio.com and we'll get back to you. Thank you.
Start taking back our country from the liberal wokes by voting locally for conservative Republicans.
And welcome back, folks. Welcome back. This is The Vital Reality. I am Victor Armendariz. No, I'm not Mark. If I was Mark, I'd be talking more like this. Because, you know, Mark, go ahead, David.
Okay. The one thing that everybody misses from Mark is rhyme time. So I assume you came in with a rhyme that you're going to lay on us.
Oh my goodness. You know what? Let me give that some thought. I am not a, a rhyme artist, but I am going to, you know what? That's a good challenge. I'm going to think of a rhyme. So in one of my little, monologues here, I'll kick out the rhyme. I'm going to surprise everybody. Maybe we'll do that.
My goodness, Mark, you got competition.
I don't know if I'm going to give him much competition, but I'll try. Mark the Shark, man, that guy's got some talent. He really does. And I can imagine some of his rhymes are just great. So let me see what I can do. I'll try and fill those shoes from Mark the Shark. But let's get to some headlines here, folks. Look, you guys. It is going into 2024. I know the country's in peril, but don't ever lose your optimism. One thing you're going to learn about me is I'm optimistic, and we've been through a mess before. We've been through financial crisis. Look at the Obama recession. We made it through that. We made it through. My goodness, look at going back to Carter when the Iran crisis and the inflation crisis of Carter, the housing crisis. I mean, there were a lot of crises during Carter. So we made it through that. We were attacked, by terrorists, 9/11. We made it through that. We are strong people. Inherently, the American spirit cannot die. I believe that. I believe it. I believe the American spirit is being crushed right now through indoctrination from government schools, and that's a whole nother topic we can get into. But I am optimistic because I do believe that the American people, when they get pushed and pushed and pushed, that pendulum will swing back. And I do believe we're getting close. Look, I thought 2022 was going to be the time, and the pendulum swung a little bit. The pendulum swung big in Florida. I mean, what Ron DeSantis did in Florida was amazing. And look, if you guys are discounting what Ron DeSantis did in Florida, you're doing it at your own peril. And look, you guys who know me, you know I love Donald Trump. I'm a big Trump supporter, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Nobody deserves re-election more than Donald J. Trump. No president in the history, I don't think in modern history, deserved re-election more than Donald J. Trump. But at the same time, I'm a huge Ron DeSantis supporter. There are two men that are going to save this country in 2024, and it's going to be Donald Trump, or it's going to be Ron or Don. There's your rhyme. Ron to Don. Ron. But it's going to be Ron DeSantis. So one of those guys, I think, will win in 2024. And I don't have a problem with either one. I think both men, are fantastic policy wise. Now, Donald Trump, look, there are things that I, like most people, I wish he would do different. I really do. Attacking your own party is a dumb thing to do, unless you're attacking the establishment Republicans. So let me make this clear. I love it when Donald Trump goes after Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham. And I think Donald Trump should take the gloves off. And honestly, if you watch what Lindsey Graham is doing, he knows Trump is taking the gloves off because Lindsey Graham has crawled so far up Donald Trump's dairy air that when Donald Trump burps, you hear Lindsey. That's how far up Donald Trump's derriere Lindsey Graham has crawled, because Lindsey Graham doesn't want to be on the bad side of Donald Trump going into 2024. Lindsey Graham wants to be on the good side of Trump. Lindsey Graham doesn't want to be called names. Lindsey Graham doesn't want you to call attention to his inadequacies. Lindsey Graham doesn't want to be attacked by Trump. But trust me when I tell you, if Donald Trump is elected in 2024, it will be exactly 12:01. Let's see. If he's elected in 2024, he'll take office in January 2025. And it will be about 1 second after that Donald Trump takes the oath of office in 2025 that Lindsey Graham will backstab him. I'm sorry to say it, but he will. We have Joe Biden now partially because of Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, and in fact, I'm going to say something here on Biden Reality that I haven't said yet. I'm going to say it now. This is exclusive here on Body Reality. And maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. So, Mark, if you get emails about this, I'm sorry, buddy. But I believe if I could put money on it, I would probably bet that Lindsey Graham in 2020 voted for Joe Biden and not for Donald Trump. Now, I know some of you are probably going to scream at your radios or your listening devices, but I'm sorry. That's the way I feel. I would put money that Lindsey Graham pulled the lever for Joe Biden in South Carolina and not for Trump. I just believe he would do that. I believe he would do it. Lindsey Graham didn't, for the first 2 years of the Trump presidency, 2017, 2018, where was Lindsey Graham? Where was Lindsey Graham? Where was Lindsey Graham pushing for the repeal of Obamacare and where's all the things they could have done? No, Lindsey Graham was playing footsies with the Democrats. And look, I know some of you are out there going, oh, but Lindsey Graham really, really fought the fight on the Senate for the Supreme Court. Hey, I'll give credit there. He did. But Lindsey Graham also knew he was going into a reelection, and Lindsey Graham knew what he had to do to get reelected. And look, I'm just telling you, Lindsey Graham is out for Lindsey Graham. He's not out for Donald Trump. He's not out for the American people. He's been there too long and he needs to go. Lindsey Graham is the reason here's an example for you folks. We have an immigration problem. We have an elite, and I'm going to catch flack for that. We have an illegal problem. Let me put it that way. We have an illegal, so let me specify. Let me clear this up. We have an illegal problem at our border. We have an open border problem. Lindsey Graham would be all too happy to leave those doors open. Lindsey Graham didn't do anything to secure the border. He hasn't done anything to secure the border. And I'm talking about well before Trump. There were plenty of times when the Bushies had a lot of control and power in Washington. And Lindsey Graham was right there. And none of them did anything to secure the border. They don't care. They don't want to secure the border. But you're going to hear a lot of poppycock from Lindsey Graham. You're going to hear a lot of stuff from Lindsey Graham as he crawls further up Donald Trump's derriere. You're going to have a lot of talk about. But just remember, Lindsey Graham, when he talks about securing the border, is full of bullshoy. Lindsey Graham had time after time after time where he could have stood strong for the border and he didn't. Lindsey Graham is one of the Gang of Eight. Remember that. Remember, Lindsey Graham was, if you don't know, look it up. Look up the Gang of Eight back a few years ago when they were trying to come up with comprehensive immigration for an answer, for a comprehensive border answer. Listen, when a politician like Lindsey Graham or Mitch McConnell or any Democrat phrases the border problem as a comprehensive need, then you know they're full of bullshoy. Comprehensive is just another word or another way to say we aren't going to close the border. We aren't going to stop the illegals. We're just going to make it sound like we're doing something pretty to make you feel like we're slowing down the illegals. That's what comprehensive is. Anytime you hear a politician say comprehensive this or comprehensive that, then you better grab your butt cheeks because they're about to bend you over. And man, I shouldn't say things like that on Bite of Reality. Sorry, Mark. but I'm just saying, folks, you have to pay attention to what these people do, not what they say. Pay attention to what these politicians do, not what they say. And I'm just, look, these people need to go. They just need to go. We need a strong Republican Party. We don't need a third party, folks. Look, I would love if we could have a viable third party. I will be the first to stand in line and say, yep, let me throw my hand in the air, rah, rah, third party. But we are not going to be able to get a third party that can fight in 2024. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And if we try to go that route, we're just going to hand it to the Democrats. We need a vibrant, strong Republican Party. We need to do what Reagan said. We need to do what Herman Cain used to say. We need to take over the Republican Party from within. And we can do it. We can do it with our votes. We can do it with our votes. And the Republican Party needs to go back to being the party of conservatism, the party of liberty, the party of individuality, the party of freedom. That's what the Republican Party we need today. I don't give a crap of what anybody says about Republican Party this, Republican Party that. It can be a good party. It really can. The Republican Party can stand for freedom. It can stand for liberty. It can stand for smaller government. It can stand for scrapping the current tax system. And look, if you're a flat taxer, hey, look, I'm glad you're for something, but you're wrong. You're still a government hack if you're a flat taxer. We need a consumption tax system in this country. We need a consumption tax system in this country. I can't say that enough. I can't say. If we would change our tax system, holy cow, would things... You know how many problems of this country we could solve if we went to a consumption tax system? It would be amazing. It would be amazing. So, but all right, let me get some headlines here. I know I'm promising headlines. So Kamala, Guata Kamala, as I like to call her, or Guatemala Harris, as I like to call her sometimes. So there's a headline out today. Now look, this is why, and I know I got off track, but this is why I said, be optimistic. Because 2024 is going to be fun. And don't ever stop having fun, folks. Look, I know it's hard out there. And I know some of you are struggling. But you've gotta have fun. Don't ever, ever forget to laugh. Don't forget to smile. And don't forget to have fun. Because when you can do that, your troubles are going to they're going to seem to be a little less troubling, and you can get through whatever hardship you're having. You can get through it, but you've got to take hold of your attitude. Your attitude is everything, folks. It really is. And stay optimistic. So going into 2024, I promise you, there's going to be stuff to laugh at. Just sit back and enjoy it. Because Joe Brandon Biden thinks he's going to run in 2024. Joe Brandon Biden wants to run. Now, I'm not so sure that Joe Brandon himself wants to run, but Jill Biden has instructed him, you're running, buddy. And what Jill Biden wants, Jill Biden gets. And Jill Biden's not ready to let go of this power. Jill Biden is sitting there in the White House. Folks, think about it. Jill Biden and Joe Biden don't have to do very much. I mean, they're up at the crack of noon. They're in bed by 4 or 5, or they're at the buffet at 4 or 5. They don't have much to do. There's all kinds of other people, non-elected people, I should say, that are running this country. And that's not the way our Constitution is. That's not the way this country was founded. But this man's going to run again because Jill Biden's going to make him run again. And or at least that's their plan. And what they don't want to do, they don't want to run with Kamala Harris. They don't want to run with Guatemala Harris. And if you want to know why I call her Guatemala Harris, well, you know what? Send Mark the Shark an email and ask him, tell him you want to know, and maybe I'll be a guest on his show coming up, and I'll tell you why I call her Guatemala Harris. But Joe Biden, Jill Biden, and the rest, a lot of the Democrats do not want Kamala Harris on the ticket. But the problem is, you didn't put Kamala Harris on the ticket because of her merits. You put Kamala Harris on the ticket because of her skin color. And when you do things because of skin color and not because of merit, it usually ends up in a disaster. It's the same thing going on with the banks that fail. You know, the Silicon Valley bank that closed, that had to shut down, had to be taken over. Go look at the people who are leading Silicon Valley. Go look at the bozos that were leading Silicon Valley. I think one person had banking experience. The rest of them had zero banking experience. But you know what they had? Diversity. You know what they had? They had transgenderism and diversity. If you ask the Silicon Valley people, you know what? I'm going to get to that in a minute. Let me finish my thought on Kamala. I know, folks, I'm jumping around. So Biden, Jill Biden, Joe Biden, and the rest of his crew, and a many, many, lots and lots of Democrats in Washington, they do not want Kamala on the ticket. They do not want a Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. But how do you remove the lady that you put there because of her skin color? Because if you put her there because of her skin color, are you going to remove her because of her skin color? That's a predicament that is going to be fun to watch, because the Democrat Party that wants to base everything on skin color, the Democrat Party that for years told you that it was the Republican Party that did things on skin color, it was the Republican Party that was somehow racist. No, folks, I have told you time and time and time again, racism was born with the Democrat Party. It thrived with the Democrat Party. Look at the history of the Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen. You want to know where Jim Crow laws came from? It came from the Democrats. You don't want to know where the KKK came from? It came from the Democrat Party. Look up Woodrow Wilson. He single-handedly revived the KKK. And Woodrow Wilson, yes, was a Democrat. So when I tell you to learn your history of the Democrat Party is where racism thrived. It's where racism brewed. And now here we are, fast forward today to 2023, where for years the Democrat Party has gotten away with projecting all of their racism they projected on the Republican Party. And for some reason, so many of the dumb masses, that's an M, masses, out there in this country, they believe and they fall for the Democrats' lies. And the Democrats have fooled almost an entire group of people, the black voter. They've for time after time, they fooled 90% of them into voting for them. And it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. If the black culture, if the black voter really knew and learned the history of the Democrat Party, they would flock back to the Republican Party. Because understand, the Republican Party used to be the home of the black voter. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Republican Party used to be the home of the black voter. But then the Republicans got too far into the establishment and lost their way, and the Democrats were very good at lying and revising history, and then they own the schools. Look, when you own the schools as a government, you own a lot. And they've been able to fool so many voters. And we've got to get control of that. So here we are going into 2024. Joe Biden wants to run for president, but he doesn't want Harris on the ticket. But Joe Biden put Kamala on the ticket because of her skin color. So now how can he remove her because of her skin color? He would do it in a heartbeat if he thought he could get away with it. But the black voter out there isn't going to be too happy when the old white guy who put the black lady on his ticket kicks her off because of her skin color. Because how, I'm just following a logical line, folks. I'm just following the logical line. Don't get mad at me. You Democrats out there in Media Matters, don't get mad at me. It was the Democrat Party and Joe Biden who put Kamala on the ticket because of her skin color. So if they remove her, I can only follow the logical line. It must be because of her skin color. So look, if you think you can defeat my argument, bring it on. Bring it on. So, hey, I'm sorry. This is the perspective. This is what comes from the mind of Victor with On Point with Victor. And right now, I'm filling in for Mark with a bite of reality, and you're going to get some reality. I live in reality, folks. I don't live in a woke world. I don't live in a pretend world. I live in reality, and this is reality. So it's going to be fun, folks. Sit back and watch. Be ready to watch. And this is what I mean about the Republicans shouldn't fight with each other. Folks, the Democrat Party is going to do everything to try to pit Trump and DeSantis against each other. And thank goodness so far, DeSantis hasn't taken the bait. Trump, unfortunately, Trump is Trump. Look, Trump is Trump. He's going to do what Trump does, and Trump's going to fight. He wants to win, and he's going to fight as hard as he can to win. And I don't fault him for that. I don't fault him for that. That's his style. But DeSantis has a different style. And again, I support both men. I support Donald Trump, and I support Ron DeSantis. And Ron DeSantis right now, he hasn't taken the bait, and I love it. I love it. And I hope he doesn't take the bait. I hope he doesn't, because the Republicans are going to have to come together. And you as a voter – Listen, you as a voter, if you support Trump, fight hard for Trump all the way to the primary. But you don't need to attack DeSantis, because you look like a fool when you attack DeSantis. And yes, I'll say it. Donald Trump looks like a fool when he attacks DeSantis. I'm sorry, but he does. And again, this is coming from somebody who supports Donald Trump. This is coming from somebody who loves Donald Trump. I love Trump's policies. I love his policies. Look, I don't have to like you as a person, but I like your policies and I can vote for you. And I like Donald Trump. But Donald Trump looks like a fool when he attacks Ron DeSantis. So I wish somebody would get to him about that. But look, it's his style. I know he's not going to change. But Ron DeSantis is another guy. I mean, with Ron DeSantis, you've got Trump policies, but you've got Ron DeSantis strategy. And Ron DeSantis isn't falling for the tit for tat yet, and I hope he stays that way. I know it's going to be tough in the debates. He's got to protect himself. He's got to defend himself, but it's going to be good. But you as a voter, if you support Trump, man, support him and fight hard for him all the way to the primary. But don't fight with DeSantis voters. If you're a DeSantis voter, fight for DeSantis all the way to the primaries in 2024. But don't fight with Trump voters. You guys, if you are a Trump supporter or you are a Ron DeSantis supporter, you're on the same team. You want the same thing. So there's no reason to fight each other. No reason to fight each other. Let's sit back and let's support Trump. Let's support DeSantis, because we've got two of the best people in the country that could lead this country. So let's not fight with each other. Let's sit back and let's enjoy the Democrat mess that is coming, because you've got fake Indian. Woo, Elizabeth Warren. You've got her. She wants so bad to be on this ticket with Biden, or she wants to lead the ticket herself. You've got Stacey Abrams out there who wants to take away your gas stove. Yeah, you haven't heard that? That's a story that broke the other day. Stacey Abrams just joined some organization working with the Democrat Party. Yes, the Democrat Party wants to take away your gas stove. But Stacey Abrams, trust me, she's not stopping there. Stacey Abrams, she thinks she can be on the Biden ticket. And I will give you a bit of inside news. Let me give you some news that you probably haven't heard anywhere else. Stacey Abrams was the pick by Joe Biden before Kamala Harris. Joe Biden wanted, believe it or not, David, Joe Biden wanted Abrams on the ticket. But apparently Abrams, now this is what I've heard. Now I don't know if it's true. I haven't verified this, but apparently Abrams turned it down because somehow that crazy woman thought she was going to be the governor of Georgia. She thought she was going to be the governor of Georgia. She turned down the chance to be vice president. I'm sure she's kicking herself now. But so she wants to be on. You've got Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is 151 years old and he wants to run for president again. You've got Gavin Newsom. Oh my goodness. Gavin Newsom, who has all but destroyed California, thinks he's the reincarnation of John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy would kick Gavin Newsom in the nads if he knew Gavin Newsom wanted to be the next John F. Kennedy. But Gavin Newsom, this man thinks he's going to be president. And honestly, if it ain't Joe Biden, it's probably going to be Gavin Newsom that leads that ticket. So sit back, folks, and enjoy the clown show that is going to be the 2024 primaries on the Democrat side. Because the Democrat Party's trying very hard to figure out a way to dump Biden and Harris. And so look, there's two different factions here. You've got a whole lot of Democrats that want to dump Biden. And then you got some Democrats that are like, okay, we can live with Biden because they think Biden's the only one that can beat Trump. They think Biden can beat Trump. So they're willing to stick with Biden, but they don't want Harris. But again, therein lies the predicament. How do you dump Harris? And a headline out today was, this is the headline, folks. Even alumni at Kamala's alma mater can't stand Kamala Harris. I mean, folks, this woman is not liked, but she's done it to herself. Now I joke about they're going to have to dump her because of her skin color and because they put her on the ticket because of her skin color. I joke about that. The fact of the matter is Kamala Harris is not up for the job. Kamala Harris has proven time and time and time again she's not up for the job. Some people refer to her as lazy. Her staff can't stand her. Kamala Harris has some of the most turned over staff or the most frequent turned over staff of anybody in Washington. There's a reason for that. She's apparently hard to work with. Apparently she's hard to work with. Now, I think the only other person, Democrat, that's been this hard to work with is Amy Klobuchar. I've heard the same about her. But Kamala Harris has issues. And Kamala Harris, my goodness, she can't give a speech that's above a third grade level. Now, why is that? I mean, folks, I'm not kidding. And she also can't go and give a serious talk or a serious speech or serious debate without cackling and laughing. Why is that? Why is that? It's because she's not prepared. She's not prepared, folks. She doesn't need to be anywhere near the vice presidency, and God knows she doesn't need to be near the presidency. And a lot of Democrats know this. So there's a lot of Democrats out there that want her off the ticket. Joe Biden wants her off the ticket. Jill Biden wants her off the ticket. But they're not, I don't know how they can do it without pissing off a whole lot of their own voting base. So it's gonna be fun to watch. It's gonna be fun to watch because you've got Gavin Newsom. I don't know if even if Joe Biden stays in the race, I don't know if somebody's going to be able to stop Gavin Newsom from trying to go to the primaries with Joe Biden. And if all it's going to take is one, ladies and gentlemen, all it's going to take is one. As soon as one person like Gavin Newsom jumps into the race, and I mean one person with the clout of Gavin Newsom. I know there's some, I don't know her name, who already announced she's going to run in the race against Joe Biden. Look, she doesn't have the name recognition. She doesn't have the popularity. She isn't going anywhere. She's not going to unseat Joe Biden. But Gavin Newsom, who's got the name recognition, he's got California. And believe me, I don't know why, but those bozos in California still support this guy. Gavin Newsom's gonna have some flair. And all it's going to take is Gavin Newsom to get into the race. Because if he does, if Gavin Newsom gets into the race, then you're gonna see the likes of, fake Indian Warren and, maybe Abrams, maybe Bernie Sanders. And listen to me, folks. Listen to me closely. If you think Hillary Clinton is gonna sit on the sidelines and not make another run, you are out of your mind. Hillary Clinton right now is trying to figure out how she can get in this race. So there's another one to keep your eye on, because maybe Hillary will be the first to get in and challenge Joe Biden. But understand, Hillary Clinton is chomping at the bit to run for president again. Now, I hope the Democrat voters throw her out just as quick as she gets in. But if you think Hillary Clinton is not going to run in 2024, you are out of your mind. Because Hillary Clinton to this day still believes she was robbed. She believes the Democrat Party. She believes that Obama robbed her. Trust me. Hillary Clinton has not gotten over that, and she's darn sure has not gotten over with the fact that she was beaten by Donald Trump. And the Democrat Party has convinced Hillary Clinton, and she's convinced herself, that she can beat Trump in 2024. So keep an eye on this woman. Hillary Clinton is trying to get on that ticket, trust me, or trying to push Biden aside, trust me. So sit back and enjoy the clown show that will be the Democrat process for 2024. So, all right, folks, we're out of time here. I have enjoyed this. I've enjoyed sitting in for Mark. This has been the Biden Reality. I am Victor Armendariz, host of On Point with Victor Show. Check it out every Tuesday, 1 to 2. Check me out next Thursday. Thank you, David. Check me out next Thursday. I will be filling in for Eric Erickson on the Eric Erickson Show, the national show across the country, 12 to 3 next week, Eastern Standard Time. So thank you so much, folks. Thank you to all you Biden Reality listeners. This has been the Biden Reality. We'll see you next week.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.